you're following a false Jesus. You're following a made-up version of Jesus in your head, and that's scary. The devil is a wolf in sheep's clothing who comes to kill, lie, cheat, and destroy. And he will do anything to trick you and manipulate you into thinking that you are following the real version of Jesus when you are just not. We like to tell Jesus what we want our lives to look like and tell him he has to be okay with it. We have to tell him what we believe our ideology is, what we think is the best way to live a life, what sins that are quoted in the Bible are actually okay. And we tell Jesus that in order to follow him, that he has to be okay with all of this. And that is scary. Last week, I made a video saying that Christians should be less tolerant. And if you watch the whole video and if you read the caption, I'm talking about being less tolerant towards sinful action, but being more loving towards people as a whole. That video was also addressed to a Christian audience, to anyone that is living as a Christian, who says and proclaims and professes to be a Christian, but then outwardly and intentionally lives a sinful lifestyle, things that are against the Bible. Now, I didn't say anything in that video that I regret. I didn't say anything that was not biblically accurate or that I did not hear from the Holy Spirit. However, I did mention two, and I called out two specific sinful ways of living when I probably should have mentioned more, because I talked about abortion and I talked about LGBTQ. Because I kept it to only two, it sounded like more of an attack when it really was not. Those were just two that came to my mind. So today, I want to read out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 9. This is straight from the word, straight from God, about a lot of the different things that we should not be living in that I even find myself guilty of sometimes. Chapter 6, verse 9. Don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit God's kingdom? Do not be deceived. No sexually immoral people, idolaters, adulterers, those who practice homosexuality, no thieves, greedy people, drunkards, verbally abusive people, or swindlers will inherit God's kingdom. This is straight from the Bible. I probably should have called out more things in my last video, but I didn't, and so therefore it sounded like an attack on those who support abortion and LGBTQ. All I'm saying is we cannot tell Jesus what we're okay with and just tell him he has to be okay with that, or we're not going to follow him. And we think that we talk to Jesus and he sits there and he says, that's okay. I don't judge. I love everyone, all people. I'm the most kind, loving, accepting God there is. You can do what you want. And that's wrong. When we hear that in our minds and we think that's the way that Jesus would respond, we have a false sense of Jesus in our mind. And that is scary because we're going to die and we're going to get to the gates of heaven. And we're going to say, Jesus, I'm here. And he's going to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. Your whole lifetime, you've been following Satan, dressed up, disguised as me, being accepting and open and inclusive to all the sinful actions. And you're going to realize that you haven't been following Jesus the whole time. And that's scary.